The following program's views, claims, and/or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock, unless the Mayan apocalypse takes us off the air here in the meantime. But if you've been listening lately, you know we've been talking about that, and it's not often that you have the opportunity to be broadcasting right during the middle of the apocalypse. I tell you, I didn't think I was going to get in here today, to be perfectly honest. It was so brutal out there. It seems like whatever's going on, it's sucking Lake Erie right up off the waters and out of its bed and dumping it all across northeast Ohio right now. And I think the mysterious planet X Nibiru must have come in on its trip from the outer reaches of the solar system and brought all that cold with it, because it got cold last night, and it is snowing like crazy here in northeast Ohio right now. And there's some strong lake effect bands going across and driving up the highway from Richfield. It wasn't too bad until I got up just north of Pleasant Valley Road, and then there was an accident up there, and that kind of blocked everybody up for a while, and eventually got by that, starting to wonder if I was going to make it in. But, we'll talk a little bit about the Mayan apocalypse that wasn't and isn't, and we're going to look at what the Bible has to say as well. Let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Thank you for watching over safety on the roads today, driving around. We do pray for those that are out there. Pray you keep them safe on the highways. And Father, we just thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air. Bless, help us to be a comfort. Help us to be a help and a blessing and an encouragement to somebody today as we point people to Christ. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, of course, a number of things going on with this Mayan apocalypse, and I thought one of the more humorous things is there were some New Agers and followers of all the Mayan apocalypse stuff that were having a little disagreement with some of the Star Wars people out there, and I just found out recently, actually just a few minutes ago, Pastor Lutz, the program before us, said that's because they filmed the first Star Wars things at one of those Mayan temples, and some of the Star Wars people, fans, wanted to be down there on this day. But it's just a shame. I've heard stories, talked to people, and people asking questions over the past few weeks about this supposed Mayan apocalypse. The long count calendar of the Mayans came to a close, or comes to a close today, and what it is they had a series of calendars. There's at least three calendars, I believe, that they had that they used, and they used different ones for different things. The first calendar is the Dzogchen, which only really lasts 260 days. That's their shortest one. It starts out all over again, just like our yearly 365-day calendar does. And they use that one for scheduling religious ceremonies and things of that nature. And then they had the Hab, which was the secular calendar, which actually lasted 365 days. And that one there, because it did not account for the extra quarter day that we have built into our calendar with the leap year every 4 years, it would wander a little bit through the seasons. But that was essentially the calendar that they used on a day-to-day basis for deciding when to do things. And then, of course, there's the final calendar, the one that's caused all the brouhaha, and that's the Mayan long count calendar, completes a major cycle of 5,200 years today. And because it's so long, people thought, oh, the Mayans must have known the world was going to end on this day. No, the Mayans didn't believe it was going to end on this day, because according to the Mayan authorities, they just simply believed it'd start another long count, another 5,200 years, just like when the Hab ended, they would start another 365 days. And when the Zolkin ended, they would count another 260 days. It was part of their a cycle that they followed. And in fact, they even found other calendars. And usually the people who are pushing the Mayan apocalypse doomsday stuff and making money off it, I might add, they kind of ignored the fact that they found other Mayan sites that have calendars going thousands of years beyond December 21st, 2012. And if you're one of those people who bought into that, it's something that we've been trying to warn people about, just like back a couple of years ago with Harold Camping. And, the date of the rapture was going to take place at 6 p.m. on a certain date in each time zone. And it didn't happen. So I was kind of curious when the long count calendar would officially come to an end. Because after all, you have 24 hours in the day. And would it have been when December 21st started in New Zealand, let's say, or in Savai'i, which is an island in the Samoan Islands, where they just recently moved the date line to include the independent nation of Samoa, the islands of Savai'i and Upolu. And they were the first to start the day. And they seemed to survive. And New Zealand and Australia seemed to survive. And then I thought, well, it must be when it hits midnight and the day starts in central time zone, because that's where the time zone that the Mayan, ancient Mayan homeland was in. But only thing that happened was my cat jumped off the buffet and made a little noise about that time. And I think we averted the catastrophe there. But I wasn't too terribly worried about the Mayan apocalypse here today. But I was kind of tongue-in-cheek telling people that I was going to prepare, that we could watch out the window, be eyewitness to the apocalypse today, but all we got is a major snowstorm. Haven't seen any super volcanoes erupting anywhere, and the parking lot seems to be okay, that you never can tell what's slumbering underneath the snow out there. And so there's still a little bit left of the day. We could still have that super volcano erupt, I guess. And instead of a typhoon off from Lake Erie, we got snow bands, which if you're familiar with Northeast Ohio, that's not unusual. I remember when my wife and I got married, she's from Kentucky, and she came up here, and I was trying to describe the snow bands off from Lake Erie and what a squall was, a snow squall, and she really didn't grasp it until she drove into one. And for those of you who've not had the pleasure, you'd be driving along and you can see fine, and then all of a sudden you're in a whiteout. You can't hardly see anything as snow's coming down so heavy. And then when you come out of it, it's back to clear. And there's some of those passing through the area right now. So if you're on the highways out there, certainly be careful. I guess listening to the radio, you've probably heard some of the traffic reports and tie-ups here and there and fender benders here and there. And that happens whenever you get a first big snow like this, but it hardly counts as a Mayan apocalypse, and it's really not even that big of a snow right now. It's just the first one. People aren't used to driving in the snow on the highways right now. But the other thing that people are concerned about was that the planets are going to be lined up with the center of the galaxy, where the supermassive black hole Sagittarius A lurks, and that we would be either sucked into it, or it would rip the planet apart, or cause great earthquakes or tidal waves or something like that. And Lake Erie is sloshing over us right now, but it's coming down in the form of snow. Hardly an apocalyptic event again. And so, we'll hang on here. As I said in a comment online, I said that my big fear was that the supermassive black hole Sagittarius A may suck us into an alternate left wing pea brain where Air America still rules. And pea brain spelled P-B-R-A-N-E, in case you're wondering. And that gets into multiverse theory and things like that. And if that's the case, I'd be better off, I suppose, taking some super strings and a few plank links, making myself an 11-dimensional raft so I can ride out the apocalypse here. But I got a feeling none of that's going to happen. And so, at any rate, I want to touch on a couple things that we may see happen, and again, use this day as a warning. We seem to be so quick to believe these apocalyptic threats, and I'm reminded when I was in the Air Force, and here we are sitting in a high security facility. Everybody's got, you know, high level security clearances, and you got to go through armed guards and you know, cipher lock doors and everything to get into where we were working. And some of the people were in there were sitting around having a conversation about what happens when you die. And people were talking about this, that, and the other one. One girl said, I'd like to come back as a swarm of butterflies. Not one butterfly, but a whole swarm. And I remember kind of thinking, what happens if a bird eats some of the butterflies? It'd be kind of like a split personality. But and I had an opportunity to say something. Well, I think that after you die, you know, after that's a judgment. Paul said that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's appointed unto men once to die, after that the judgment. Everybody said, oh, that's nonsense. How could you believe something so foolish? Yet these same educated, you know, people entrusted with some of the nation's highest secret, you know, or highest clearances, and the woman that thought that she'd come back as a swarm of butterflies. Well, that was intelligent. That was smart. But suggesting that I believe the Bible, oh, that's foolishness. How could you be so silly? Then we had another guy that one day I was talking to, and he got all caught up with Nostradamus. And he was convinced that Nostradamus really had an inside track on the future. And we were talking about it, and he admitted that Nostradamus didn't always get it right, and sometimes it was all in how you read it. And even then, you still couldn't make everything fit. But he had enough things right that he thought it was pretty good and pretty reliable. And I said, well, I know of a book that has every prophecy in it has come true, except those that are yet future. And he got interested, and I kind of built it up a little bit, saying it's been right in every detail, even the smallest details have been exactly fulfilled. And he wanted to know what it was. When I told him it was the Bible, all of a sudden his interest level just dropped to, I think, below zero. And he didn't want to be wasting his time with such a foolish book as the Bible, even though it's 100% right. So, well, yeah, and that's what's happening with this Mayan apocalypse stuff. And whenever these types of things come along, I mean, they said, oh, the sun's going to kill us, and it's going to fry us, and the Earth's magnetic poles are going to flip-flop today and upset the balance of nature and all this kind of stuff. Planet X was going to collide with the Earth, or at least come near us and cause all kinds of devastation, except that if it had really existed, and that's also known as Nibiru, we would have seen it a long time ago, and it would have been shining in the skies brighter than a full moon last night, and you certainly would have noticed a little something today, but that didn't happen. And then, of course, the planets all lined up, and that's not counting the outer planets, but certainly Saturn on in through Mercury are all lined up, supposedly the sun on one side and the galactic center on the other side, and we're dangled over the supermassive black hole with only the faltering bands of gravity holding us up and keeping us from plunging in and being smeared out and you know, quantum nothingness. But anyway, that obviously is not happening. And then, of course, the total Earth blackout was another one, because this is probably the wildest one. We were supposed to line up and then go into something called a photonic belt today. And that was, I guess, photonic belt was supposed to bring darkness on the Earth and, you know, general doom, gloom, and overall catastrophe and apocalyptic situations. But obviously that's not happened. Let's take a look at what the Bible has to say. The Bible has to say in 2 Peter chapter 3, and by the way, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and if you've got a question, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. So caught up in the apocalyptic moment that I didn't get the phone numbers out earlier, but that's 888-677-9673. If you've seen any evidence of the apocalypse, feel free to call and let us know. But the world is going to come to an end, and the Bible is very clear about that. And the thing of it is, we have at least 1,007 years to go. And I've said that to people on occasion, that I do believe the world's going to come to an end, but it's going to be at least 1,007 years from now. And so how do you know that? Well, the Bible talks about a period of time that is referred to as a tribulation. That's a seven-year period following the event that gets referred to as a rapture that's described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the last third of the chapter there. And it describes how Jesus is going to remove the believers up to heaven, and then after that happens, an individual known variously as the Antichrist or the Beast will come on the scene and establish a seven-year treaty with Israel, and Daniel wrote about that in Daniel chapter 9. And that seven-year treaty will bring peace to the Middle East. In the middle of that treaty, 3.5 years into it, he will declare himself to be God and demand that everybody worships him. And as a consequence, there'll be a number of things that take place. And at the end of that seven-year treaty, the Lord will come back, and the Bible talks about this at the end of the book of Revelation, actually elsewhere, the prophet Zechariah in the Old Testament, Zechariah 12, I believe, and it goes on at length about the return of Christ. And then Jesus physically returns to the world where he sets up a 1,000-year kingdom on earth. So there's the 7 years plus the 1,000 years. And then after that, during that time, the devil has been bound for 1,000 years, and he has been confined, the book of Revelation says, to the bottomless pit in chapter 20 for 1,000 years. People say, well, you know, it's 1,000 years, because it says 1,000 years repeatedly in the first 6 or 8 verses of that chapter. And at the end of that time, he's allowed to go out, try to stir up one final rebellion against God. And then God puts that rebellion down, and the devil is cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. And the Bible says, going into Revelation chapter 21, he saw a new heaven, chapter 21, verse 1, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And Peter elaborates on that in 2 Peter chapter 3, and I'll read this passage, and we've got a caller calling in. I'll get to our caller here in just a moment. But in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 10, the Bible says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness." The reason for the new heaven and the new earth, the reason for all of this dissolving away, burning up with a fervent heat, which ironically, physicists and astronomers, some of them are fearful that eventually, billions and billions of years in the future, the universe will stretch out to the point the rate of its stretching will increase, and we'll have the big stretch, and everything will dissolve in a fervent heat. Kind of interesting, huh? But the reason for this is the present world, the present physical universe that we're in, the heavens and the earth that we're in, is contaminated with sin because of Lucifer's rebellion, which turned him into Satan, and also because of Adam's disobedience of God in the Garden of Eden. And this is a part of the cleansing of God's creation from the stain of sin. We have the forgiveness of sin through Christ, but we'll be cleansed, the universe itself will be cleansed from the stain of sin, much like believers will be when we're caught up to be with the Lord. The Bible talks about our corruptible body putting on incorruptible and our mortal being changed to immortal. And we can talk about that some more, and we'll be talking about that tonight at our Bible study at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And we've got Jim calling in about the Mayan apocalypse. And Jim, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Hi, Pastor Al. I just want to make a comment about the Mayans.
Yes, sir.
I think I heard some time back that they were human sacrificing pagans.
They sure were.
Yes, yep, well, they... that kind of tells me that, you know, like Satan, they really don't know anything, but they're really good at deception.
That exactly right, and even the Mayans never said that the world was going to end today, because like I said earlier, their calendars, they found other calendars that went on beyond this time. So I take it you haven't seen any signs of the apocalypse out there either.
Oh, no.
I think we've got a worse apocalypse going on with our economic situation and some of the political things happening in our country today and around the world. I think we've got a greater apocalypse there. But appreciate the comment there, Jim. And I hope you'll give us a call back sometime. And we may talk about this a little bit more in our Sunday night program at 11 o'clock to midnight. As well.
Sounds good, Pastor Al.
Appreciate your call. Thank you. And watch all out right. for super volcanoes as you drive home today. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call. We've got Nancy and Euclid coming up next. Nancy, welcome. How are you faring with the apocalypse out there?
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. I'm doing just fine. And I was very, very skeptical about it, but happy to wake up and see that it's going to be another normal day. Today, I wanted to ask your comment about people that talk about Christmas as being a pagan holiday. I have two friends that are very adamant about this, and we really should not be celebrating Christmas, and the Christmas tree is a pagan symbol. But, you know, from my standpoint, you know, Matthew 5:13, we are salt of the earth, we are to spread the gospel whenever we can. And I think it's a good time to, especially a good time to give out Christmas tracts and share the gospel with others. And then I always hand out my famous Christmas newsletter, which, you know, sort of some of the key events of my family activities. But then I always stick in a lot of scriptural truths. So if you could comment on that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too. We'll actually be talking about some more of these things on our Sunday night program, and I hope you'll get a chance to call back, and we can talk about that some more. But briefly, there is no evidence at all that Jesus was born on December 25th. Absolutely none. The Roman Catholic Church set the celebration of the birth of Christ on that day to compete with Saturnalia, which was a pagan celebration at that time. And you'll find in most cultures, particularly in the Northern Hemisphere, you will find these kind of celebrations at this time of year, because actually today, other than being the Mayan apocalypse, it's actually the first day of winter. It's because the sun relative to the earth, you know, has reached the lowest part in the sky, and the days are the shortest in the Northern Hemisphere. And so, you know, primitive man is filled with superstition and often worshiping the sun, saw the sun growing weaker, and they would have bonfires and big things going on to try and cheer the sun back up and maybe even offer up some sacrifices like the Mayans in order to strengthen the sun. And you know what? It worked every year, because around about January, the day started becoming noticeably longer. And even though it might get colder, the sun slowly regained his strength. And he was good for another year. And so the next year they had to do it again. And so celebrations like Saturnalia developed. And Jesus was probably born either in the autumn or in the springtime, because the shepherds were in the fields. And we'll hold the Christmas tree. If you study that in Isaiah, that's actually talking about an idol being covered with gold, not gold and silver ornaments hung on. It's a totally different thing. But I hear the music, and so we're about out of time here today, Nancy, but I appreciate the call. And like I said, we'll talk about this some more on Sunday night. And of course, we invite you to tune in for that and visit Frank's Antiques in North Royalton to help sponsor our program here. They're open today from noon until 5:30 p.m., as well as on Tuesday and Friday and Saturday. And they help sponsor. Let them know you heard about them right here on on Live with Pastor Al. Almost gave our late night live closing there. But hope to see you tonight at our Bible study as well in Richfield. And God bless. If I don't talk to you before, Merry Christmas. Have a great week. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The following program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, and/or representations may not have necessarily reflected those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications. This is